Take off my tie? Well, it's a little more than that. We have a choir in the first service, and we have a smaller group in the second service. Okay, and is this exactly what effect is that supposed to have on somebody? I don't even understand that. I think it's pointless. You know, we want to structure worship that is common to all our congregation. We want them all to enjoy the same experience. We want them all to feel united with one another so that if you came in the Sunday morning early hour or came in the second hour, you're going to get the same thing. Everybody's on common ground. People are talking about the same things. You can pick a different service one week and nothing's going to change. I just think anything you do to unify your congregation is beneficial. Anything you do to isolate and marginalize and divide is counterproductive.
John, lots of times in the worship wars, the battle does come down to these cosmetic things. And there's been a lot of emphasis in recent years on this. Pastors are told, you know, you're not really with it if you're not preaching in a Hawaiian shirt or if you wear a tie or whatever. Do you think the sort of downgrading of formality is having a detrimental effect on the church?
Very serious. I watched a Christian pastor, had good things to say on television on my vacation, and he was wearing jeans, really scruffy shoes, and a scruffy shirt, and he might have had a hole in his jeans. And I thought, you know, I don't care what you say. You're treating God and things dignified and sacred and holy, holier and more dignified than anything else, the truth of God, the presence of God, the honor and the glory of God, in a flippant, superficial way. Look, our culture understands that if you wear a suit and a tie, the occasion is formal. The occasion is serious. There's a certain dignity. I don't think there's anything more serious or more dignified than coming before the Lord in worship. Look, I wear a suit and a tie because I want to portray seriousness, dignity, certain sober-mindedness. I just think that there's a casual approach today, casual in the pulpit, casual in the pew, casual message. I think it affects how people take your message. I think there's something about the discipline of being well-dressed, as well as the dignity of it, that lifts people up. If I were to preach in T-shirts and a T-shirt and jeans, I think I would be conveying a certain disdain.